Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. The FBI is investigating whether two men used insider information to place bets on NBA games and stole from gamblers using technology. A coach and player are among a group being investigated, according to FBI Director Kash Patel.
And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation. And we could not have done it without our interagency partners that are before us today.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Russia will never bow to pressure from another country after Europe and the United States put penalties on two Russian oil companies. President Putin also criticized Donald Trump for canceling a meeting with him in Budapest.
The US president has decided to cancel or postpone this meeting. More likely, he's talking about postponing it. What can we say? Dialogue is always better than any confrontation, any disputes, or especially war. That is why we have always supported continued dialogue, and we continue to support it.
Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt says he has made the right decision in creating the new environmental laws. Mr. Watt says the laws will include much heavier penalties on polluters.
One of those options is to strip a company of 10% of its profits if it's a particularly egregious breach of environmental law or its conditions. Of course, not every breach would end up being that kind of amount of money, but potentially that's a very high amount of money, potentially even up to $825 million is the maximum there. But of course, more minor breaches would result in smaller fines, but this is a way of making sure that we are protecting the environment and sending that clear message.
The boss of a charity working in Sudan says groups that are fighting must follow international law after one of her charity workers was killed. Rina Galani is the CEO of Plan International, a humanitarian group working all over Sudan.
We had a colleague of ours killed last week in North Darfur. We have offices that have been looted and hit by military action, and El Fasher was one. Luckily, we got our colleagues out just before. So it's highly risky. And in fact, 158 workers plus have lost their lives in the Sudan war. We actually need all of the warring soldiers and armies to actually protect aid workers and let them pass through safely.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.